thank you all for coming out tonight. If you got your Bibles, the Lord placed this on my heart as we were driving down the road, coming down here, and I was singing that song I just sung in my head over and over. And that song came to my head because my last guitar student for the day, I teach guitar for a living, and the last student of the day, that was the last song we went over, was when he reached down and sang for me. And I began to think about that song just kept going over and over in my mind. When he reached down his hand for me, how low he had to reach, amen, to reach where I was at. But I'm glad he was able to. And that's what this scripture I'm going to read is about, Isaiah chapter 59. Listen closely to this verse here. It said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be here today. We thank you, Lord, for the getting us safe here, Lord, and having safe travels, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true from beginning to end, from cover to cover, Lord, and that you have never left us nor forsaken us, Lord. You've always been with us, Lord. We pray that you would be with us tonight, empty us tonight, that we may be filled of your Spirit, and we may be able to do what you have us to do, not of our own righteousness, Lord, but of your righteousness and your will, Lord. Let the word go out and be able to find its place on good ground tonight, the hearts of men, Lord. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we've been having a revival over there where I go to church at. And I had a preach last night, and I'm here with Seth tonight. I told him, I said, yeah, I'm going to have to miss my own revival now. Because Seth booked me before y'all did, so I had to make good on that obligation. But it's good to be back here. I don't get to travel a lot, because I don't get to travel to some of the churches that I know, because we have a lot of singing appointments, and a lot of I help my church out a lot. But I'm glad to be here again tonight. But the Bible says, as we just read there, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. And I'm glad that God's hand wasn't short, amen, when he reached way down for me, amen, some about 20 years ago, I think it was, in a little old church. I mean, kind of like this one. It was, I remember the pews were blue and the walls were white, and they had a pen over here on the side, an altar, the pulpit was right here. And made my way to an altar. My dad, I believe, was preaching. I think it was a revival. And he was preaching. And he was giving an altar call. And, amen. And I was in about the back two or three seats, pews back. And my cousin was in for the weekend, I think it was, and maybe the week. And me and her were kind of cutting up. We were only about, 13 or so like that, just new teenagers. And we were cutting up a little bit, not really paying attention. But I don't know what it was, but something got a hold of my heart, amen. In the middle of all that, in the middle of all that distraction, amen, God was able to reach way down, grab my heart and grasp it with his hand and begin to squeeze on it, amen. And I began to know what it meant, amen, to be saved and what it meant that I needed to be saved. And amen, as Dad was giving the altar call, I would come up to the aisle and I would begin to, my tears just started flowing down my face. And he was asking me, he said, what do you need? What's wrong? Amen. I said, Dad, I'm lost. I need to be saved. Amen. And I come down, knelt down that altar. Amen. And amen, I'm glad today to say that victory was won that night. Amen. By Christ. Amen. Some 2,000 something years ago, he won the victory for my soul. Amen. Amen. Knowing that down the road in the future annals of time, amen, that I would need a Savior. Amen. He reached down his hand. Amen. Just for me. Amen. If you that are saved tonight, amen. He saw from the cross the same future that you would need a Savior. Amen. He saw that you would need, amen, someone to reach down and care for you. Amen. I'm glad today that amazing grace made it all possible. Amen. Amen. That me and you could be saved today. Amen. If you're lost, I'd like you to know Jesus cares for you. Amen. Amen. I was lost before I was found. Amen. I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he reached down his hand for me, his hand was not shortened, amen, that he could not save. Amen, I'm glad his hand was reaching way on down, amen. I heard somebody say he had to scrape the bottom of the barrel when he reached down for me, amen. I feel like that. There's an old song that says, God reached way below the bottom for me that night. And I'm glad today he reached down in the miry clay and the muck. Amen. The filth that I was in, amen, as a teenager, amen, not that I got into a lot of bad stuff, but I was a sinner, Brother Seth. Yeah. Hey, that's all it took, amen. I didn't have to be out here, amen, in the bars or in the pool halls or anything like that. So, amen, it, just being in school, amen, I was a sinner.
Amen.
I come to that knowledge. I knew I needed to be saved. Amen. And Dad preached the message. I don't remember what the message was. I just remember coming to that aisle that night and getting saved. Amen. I've been born again. Amen. On my way to heaven ever since. I've not been perfect. Amen. Far from it. We sin. We fall short of the glory of God. Amen. It seems like every day. And we have to come, like Paul said, and I die daily. And we have to come to repentance. Amen. Come to back to the Lord daily. Amen. There's so much in this world that is apt to get us. Amen. Out to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the devil's job is. Yeah. Amen. If he could just take one more soul to hell with him. Yeah. Amen. But that's not enough. Amen. He wants another one. And then after that, he wants another one. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, he is out for blood tonight. Yeah. And he is out for each and every one of us that's here, lost or saved. He wants us. Well, I'm glad we have a God.
Yeah.
Amen. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad God is bigger than Satan ever thought of me. Amen. When he tried to say that I'll reach my throne above the heavens, above God. Amen. God let him know his place real quick. Amen. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Amen. He was cast out. Never again to be able to partake of that place.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad today that God is all powerful. Amen. We look around, we see people today. Amen. Serving other gods all over the place. Amen. Hey, some people kill for their God. Amen. Some people go out there and try to hurt themselves for their God. That reminds me of old Baal over there in the Old Testament. Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal. Amen. They was out there on the mountaintop. And here come Elijah, and the Lord told him to send him that way. Amen. Elijah come to those hills. Amen. He told them, he said, let's find out who's the real God. He said, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. Amen. And he let them have their chance first.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And it's along about the first book of Kings, runs chapter 17, 18, somewhere around in there. And we find that they did all the stuff they could finally figure out to do. Amen. They were cutting themselves, trying to get their God's attention. Amen. Beating themselves and doing everything they could to hurt themselves. We see a lot of that going on today in certain religions.
Yeah.
They hurt themselves in the name of their God.
Yeah.
But Elijah, he said, you know, maybe he's on a far journey. Maybe he's taking a nap. Amen. Maybe he's asleep. Boy, they cried out all the more, began to do much more punishment to themselves. And they said, well, you had your shot, now it's my turn. Elijah told him to go over there and fill 12 big old barrels full of water, pour it on the altar of the sacrifice until it became a great moat around the altar. Amen. And he told God, he prayed to the heavens. Amen. And then fire fell. Amen. And God was able to show them people who was the true God.
Amen.
And one of these days, after a while, God's going to get that again. He's going to be able to show people who he truly is. Amen. Jesus said, blessed are those, amen, that have not seen and yet believe. You see, God doesn't really have to prove himself to nobody. He don't owe us nothing. Amen. We owe him everything, folks. Amen. He's the one that's got the ability to reach down and save our souls from the pits of hell today and from the sin that we're in. He's the one that's got the ability to do that. He's the one that sent his Son, his only begotten Son, amen, to the world that we might be able to believe in him and have eternal life.
Amen.
He's got all power and authority. Amen. Then after God answered by fire, Elijah went down and he slew all the prophets of Baal.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching something on the internet the other day. It's pretty interesting. I mean, it's talking about how, I don't remember where this is going to be at, but they was trying to erect a temple of Baal. Amen. As a little monument to that religion over there. They evidently didn't read the same Bible that I did. Amen. That God fell that day.
Yeah.
Amen. That God has no power. Amen. I believe the Bible says that they be no gods which are made with hands. Amen. People will fall down in front of a big old wooden idol. And Isaiah talks about, but they'll use the same wooden idol. They'll use the same kind of tree to go burn some firewood. Not realizing that the same God that was right there in a piece of wood can be cast away into the fire.
Yeah.
Not much power in that kind of God.
Yeah.
All kinds of religions advocate having shrines and different things like that. Amen. But I serve a living God. Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't need no image made with hands. Amen. He's His own image. Amen. He created us in His image so that we would be like Him. Amen.
Yes.
And I'm glad today He reached down His hand for me.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah told Him flatly here. Said, you know, God's arm is not short that it cannot save. His ear is not heavy that He will not hear.
Yes.
But what was the problem? Exactly. The next verse, your iniquities have separated you. Sin separates every time. Sin separates us from fellowship with God. And I'm not talking if you lost either. Amen. Just because you're saved don't mean you're free from sin anymore.
Amen.
Amen. We live in this flesh. We're fighting with the flesh and warring with the flesh. Jesus said the flesh is weak, but the Spirit will. Well, we war against the flesh all the time, all the day long. Amen. But He said, you know what? Your sin has separated you from God. That He cannot hear you. He has hid His face from you. That He will not hear. If sin is the problem and separates us from God, then how do we get back in touch with God? We have to get rid of sin.
Yeah.
That's the only answer. And you know what it says? Me and you can't get rid of it. Us as mortal people cannot get rid of our sin.
Amen.
Amen. Lost person, no matter what you try to do, no matter how good you think you are, how good of a person you think you are, you'll never be good enough. In a place called heaven.
Amen.
That's what Jesus came to earth for. Because He knew that nobody could live up to that standard. He's the only one that was able to. He's the one that came and died on the cross for our sin. So if we need to get rid of sin to be closer to God, amen, then we need to go through Jesus to get rid of sin.
Amen.
He's the only way. Amen. I read throughout the book of Hebrews, all that talks about how the blood of bulls and goats was not sufficient, amen, to cleanse from all unrighteousness. That was a temporary fix. It was a sign of what was to come, and that was that Christ, the ultimate spotless Lamb, would be sacrificed on an old rugged cross that He might be able to bear the sins of many. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. You see, an animal can't take my place. That's an animal. I'm a man. I'm human. God sent His Son in the form of a man, a human. Amen. So we would have that opportunity. Amen. They say in the Old Testament, talk about an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. In other words, whatever is taken from you, you punish it likewise. So as we as humans, God would have to send His Son in the form of humans to be able to cleanse that sin, because it would equal out, it would balance out. That blood of animals, bulls and goats, would never be able to clean sin. There was flaw there. But God was able to equalize that out with Christ. Amen. You know, God is able to reach down today. Amen. His arm is not shortened. Didn't say His arm was not shortened. Didn't say His ear was not heavy. He said is not shortened. Is not heavy. Is Christ still alive?
Amen.
Today, yesterday, and forevermore.
Amen.
Making intercession, amen, for us. Amen. He's still able to reach down that hand.
Yes.
Where you're at tonight. Amen. And He's able to convict that heart. He's able to squeeze that heart until tears come gushing out. And you realize that you're lost and you're in the midst of people. Amen. And you still feel all alone. Why is that? Because sin is separated between you and God. That He's hid His face and will not hear. So you must come and you must repent in your heart. Amen. You can go down the road, amen, not have an altar nowhere nearby. You can use the altar of your heart. Amen.
Yeah.
Pull on the side of the road and say, God, forgive me, a sinner. That's what the publican did. Amen. He said he was smoking on his breast. God, forgive me, a sinner. Wouldn't even look up towards the heavens. He was so ashamed of what he'd done. And that's what we are to be, is we're to be contrite. We're to be humble before God and realize that He's the only one that can reach down His hand and save us from an old, a dying place called hell. Amen. Tonight, He is able to save. He's abundant mercy. He will abundantly pardon for those that choose to accept Him. Amen. For those that choose, amen, to make their way, amen, to an old-fashioned altar, amen, kneel down beside the recliner at home, amen. Go get on the side of the road somewhere, find a secluded place, talk to the Lord. But I tell you what, There ain't no better time than right now.
Yeah.
Amen. You can wait till you get home, but look at the weather outside. You don't know if you'll get home or not.
Yeah.
Amen. The roads are so wet. Amen. You might be driving just as perfect as anybody else, and somebody come T-bone you on the side of the road. You don't know. Amen. God has appointed this time, this place, right now. Amen. And this revival, y'all's revival. Amen. To be able to come and abode with you and say, today is the appointed time. Today is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Perhaps you may be burdened down. Amen. Perhaps there's a burden on your heart. You need to go pray for somebody. Amen. Right here is the best place to do it.
Amen.
I'm going to ask somebody to come play softly on the piano. Amen. Search your heart tonight. I don't know, you know, say anything other than tell me that, you know, that he's praying for me today. Seth ain't told me nothing about what's going on in this revival. I ain't talked to him. I don't know if any of this is hitting home or not. Amen. This is what God gave me just as we was coming down here. I didn't have nothing all day. Been pondering, been trying to think about different things, trying to listen, think about different scriptures in the Bible. It wasn't until I started singing that song that God told me that's it. God is able to reach down that hand.
Amen.
And you think about it tonight. Amen. Make your way to an altar if you feel the Lord tugging your heart. If you feel that heart being squeezed, however you say it, in these parts, by God, amen, right here in the place, the time to get right with the Lord. Amen. This time, this old world ain't going to last much longer. Amen. You can see all the laws are passing, all the things are going on. I mean, look at the candidates for president. It can't be long until the Lord returns.
That's right.
Search your heart tonight. I invite you to come. Even the Spirit says come. The Bride says come. The Son says come.